change too. Faith Ringgold's over 100 pounds weight loss performance story quilt, 1988. In 1986, I lost 100 pounds. In 1988, I gained it all back. No, in 1988, I continued to pursue my goal to lose an additional 30 pounds. Change 2 is about trying to lose 30 pounds. The songs and raps I have written on this quilt are a part of the Change 2 performance. I can't sing or dance, and 30 pounds might as well have been 300. But I'm still trying. That's what it takes to change. The Change song. Because I think you are so very nice, I want to offer you some good advice. You may be rich, you may be poor, living high on the hog or stretched out on the floor. You may be a professor with knowledge to burn or just a young kid with a lot to learn. You may be black, white, red, or yellow, or in between. You may be kind or a little mean. But if you remember this simple phrase, you'll be a winner for the rest of your days. First, stand up, everyone in the place. Now put a great big smile on your face. Everybody ready? Let's go. This is the phrase you need to know. I can change. I can do it. Just keep trying and you'll do it. Repeat. 1930s. My mother brought us up to eat 3 square meals a day without eating between meals. And when I got old enough to run my own kitchen, I ate 3 square meals a day, then 3 more at night. Mama made me do it. Mama made me do it. Repeat 2 times. Told me to clean my plate. Repeat 2 times. That's how I gained this weight. Mama made me do it. Repeat 2 times. Told me to eat and grow strong. Repeat 2 times. My mother was never wrong. Mama made me do it. Repeat 2 times. Said there were children starving. Repeat 2 times. As she went on carving. Mama made me do it. Repeat 2 times. Piled my plate up high. Repeat 2 times. Right up to my eye. 1940s. We walked everywhere when we were kids so we could spend our car fare on chocolate candy bars and ice cream cones. There were both 5 cents then and bigger than the ones you pay a dollar for today. Thought I no longer spend my car fare on candy bars. I still love to eat, but I hate to exercise. I hate to exercise. Repeat 2 times. Sometimes I fall from grace. Fast food and all over the place. Weighty gains on my hips and thighs. Trays of Danish flash before my eyes. Listen to what I say. I struggle every day. I really hate to exercise. Repeat 2 times. Doesn't matter how big my size. I just hate to exercise. Repeat 2 times. Can't stand it. Can't do it. Early to bed and late to rise. Makes a woman unhealthy and oversized. Oh, baby, I hate to exercise. Repeat 3 times. Yeah. We had something called dates in the 1950s. Not the ones you eat, but I ate on all of mine. I was in my 20s, and it was a very romantic time. When young men came to call on me, instead of bringing me flowers, they brought me pork chop sandwiches. They were fried, cost 75 cents, and were better than steak. That was romance in the 1950s. Greasy food. Greasy food. Greasy food. Tastes good. Make you big like a pig, all fat like that. Starts a crave in early grave. Greasy food tastes good. Dreamy dips pad your hips. Burgers and fries line your thighs. Sweet treats, fatty meats are all behind. Make your belly shake like jelly. Greasy food, repeat 3 times. Tastes good. 1960s. The 1960s was a fabulous decade. I discovered French wine and cheese in Paris and learned to be an activist in the streets of New York. At home, my teenage daughters drove me to eat wine with pork chops and bread and cheese with my ribs and troubles. Trouble. Trouble will make you eat. Repeat two times. Run out in the street looking for a treat. Trouble will make you eat. Repeat two times. Run out in the street looking for a treat. A treat to eat a treat. Repeat two times. Trouble, repeat six times. A treat to eat. Trouble, repeat three times. The 1970s. In the 1970s, food was a feminist issue, and I was a fat feminist, always looking for a quasi-political correct excuse to eat. In the 1960s, it was being a wife and mother, the rejection of being a Black artist and other oppressions. In the 1970s, it was all that and being a woman too. In the 1970s, kept me wondering when I get enough pain. Pain, 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 pain. I feel a pain in my knee so bad I can't see. Make me hobble around and twist my hip. Sorry I ate those chips. I feel a pain in my back. I feel like it could crack, make me holler and scream, stay away from that ice cream. I feel a pain in my leg, like I'm pulling a keg. Can't get up those stairs, stop eating chocolate eclairs. Will this end? Yes? When? Now? How? Move around, shake your body, make a sound, make it hearty. Walk a mile and you'll smile. You'll feel good, you'll feel great. You'll lose that weight. Repeat three times. Oh yeah. 1980s. By the 1980s, there was no diet I hadn't tried. I gained weight on all of them. I didn't know you couldn't, so I'd combine them. If one worked well, then two or three should work better. I finally broke the scale at 258. God knows what I weighed after that. Tomorrow, I'll change. Tomorrow, tomorrow, repeat two times. I'll lose it tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'll lose it. I'll lose it tomorrow. Tomorrow. Repeat three times. No, today. I can change it. I can do it. Just keep trying. You'll do it. Now, the worst part about being fat was squeezing through the subway turntile sideways, hobbling down the stairs, panting and blowing while some bewildered passenger holds the door for me. And then, to have two people get up to give me one seat. I gotta change. I gotta change. Repeat two times. I can't stand the pain. It's like fire in my brain. Every day it's the same. Never mind who's to blame. It's me that's got to change. Eating all that food is so insane. I just gotta change. Repeat two times. Repeat the change song. Finale.